Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Let's see where we are. All right. Oh, we have the great and very famous comedian, Kevin Hart. The comedian Kevin Hart, who says, I want to be taken seriously. I mean, I got jokes, and that's cool, but man, you know, the only thing, when you tell jokes, people just keep laughing at you. Mm-hmm.
Got to show his range.
Got to, you know.
Let the world know.
Exactly. You know, there's more to Kevin Hart than just ha-ha.
Exactly.
Over here. And that's what he wants to prove with this movie right here. True story. Which is not a true story at all.
No.
But knowing Kevin Hart, it could be.
That's funny. You look up this movie and all over Google is this a true story? What story is this based on?
True story, you're a fucking idiot. Anyway. You know what? Let me back up on that because I can understand how people could confuse this.
I can.
First of all, Kevin Hart. Been getting into some trouble.
He's gotten into trouble.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of what happens in here, sort of the germ of what happens. Chris Rock had something like that happen to him.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So there you go. It could be. I can see why people would think that this could be a true story. I mean, come on, y'all. Let's look at some of the elements that we have here. Kevin Hart plays a comedian. The Kid.
Right.
And the Kid is from Philly.
Much like Kevin Hart.
Much like another comedian that we know of, who has gotten in some trouble, much like another comedian that we know of, except this time it's not just, a woman is involved, but this time it does not stop at, I'm sorry.
Right. Mm.
Get out of my life. This is between my wife. No, don't stop there. This time we are dealing with Greek gangsters, illegal activity. I don't want to say too much, but let's just say it gets deep, man. The crimes that happen here get deep. It don't help that you got your stupid ass coattail hanging brother on with you, man.
Sure.
Who's not only always hitting you up for money whenever he gets into trouble, whenever he fucks up. Which is a lot, but he fucks up so much, he usually brings the savings to you. Yeah, man.
Your older brother who has always resented your success.
Yeah. You know, I would expect a black dude named Carlton to not be in so much trouble, man. I would expect him, a black dude named Carlton, I would expect him to have his shit together, man. But not this Carlton right here. No. He's the anti-Carlton.
Sure.
Wesley Snipes, who says, brother, you know what? I'm in so much trouble, I brought something to you. And whenever he tries to...
See, when we were kids, you said I didn't know how to share. And look at me.
And look at you now. Who says who ain't looking out for you, little bro? And that's the thing, man. The more that this guy who got him in trouble in the first place, I ain't never seen sobriety met with so much goddamn disrespect. Brother, I'm trying to be sober. I don't care.
I know.
I'm gonna drink this shit. He said, hey man, it's just a taste. All right. Of course, by the end of the night. So, you know, every time this guy comes around, he gets him into trouble. And every time he tries to help him out of trouble, he gets him into more trouble. Oh, and that is actually what makes stories great, whether they're true or not. Mm-hmm. The deeper you get into trouble, how you going to get out?
Sure.
Man, rabbit what you going to do this time?
One lie begets another, and then you're so deep. It's too late to tell the truth then.
It's one thing when you're just gossiping. It's another when you're pissing off actual criminals and the law is possibly going to be on your ass. Oh, Kevin, you wanted to be serious. Now look what you've done. Wanted to be serious. Now he's in serious trouble, man. Oh, bet you wish you were back to those yuck yucks now. What did Kevin do and how is he going to get out of it? Let's go ahead and take a look at this trailer for A True Story, and we'll be back with our review.
Please welcome to the stage one of Hollywood's brightest stars, Philadelphia's own, The Kid!
Brother and his crew, they're backstage.
This is when Carlton starts to become Carlton.
Beware of the handshake.
This is a toast to my little brother. Always got my back.
Must be nice to be a celebrity.
What's the problem? What's the fucking problem?
We got a situation.
What was the situation?
Pardon me, sir. These detectives would like to speak with you.
7 hours ago, you the biggest motherfucker since Eddie. Now you about to be the most scandalous.
What else are you doing that we don't know about? You in trouble or you on the run from the law?
We need you to come with us.
Everything I worked hard for is over.
It might be another way. I got this.
Why is it that every time you tell me you got it, I feel like I get in more trouble? I'm
telling. Sometimes people get tired of getting looked down on. Beware of the pat on the back. Sometimes people get fed up with that shit.
Now I got a lot more to lose than just my career.
The next move better be a smart one.
Let me tell you, the truth is in the eyes, cause the eyes don't lie.
Oh, Kevin, what did you do? Well, people, we'll find out in a minute, but I have another true story for you, Mark.
What's that?
Well, this portion of the show has truly been sponsored by honey.
I love honey.
Yeah, not the food.
Oh, dang.
Not the food. No, honey is the service that wants to help you save with your online shopping,
oh,
Martin.
I love saving.
Yeah, I know you love saving, Martin. Thing is, Martin, I remember the actual true story here. Martin used to go to Black Friday every Friday that it happened. Actually, every Friday.
Every Friday.
Yeah, his black ass was out shopping every Friday. But no, actual Black Friday, you were out till 4 a.m. doing some shopping. I didn't like it. I was so scared you wouldn't make it back. All those people out there trampling each other over a toaster or something.
Well, you know, you got to learn how to navigate it.
Yeah, Martin, you know, I didn't like it when you did it. I was so happy when online shopping happened and you still wouldn't listen. I said, Martin, stay at home where it's safe. But Martin, now.
Well, now I got honey.
But now, Martin,
I don't have to get out there.
It's so sweet, Martin. You got honey right here. Mm-hmm. You know, if you do your shopping online, a lot of times people say, you know what, I like shopping online, but damn, I never get those promo codes out there.
Sure.
Well, now you don't have to miss any of those promo codes with honey right here. You know, because with honey, they provide those codes for you. This is how it works. Imagine that you're shopping on one of your favorite sites. So when you check out, the honey button drops down and all you have to do is click apply coupons. Why? Because it finds those coupons for you. All those coupons you've been missing, wondering, man, where people get these from?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you don't have to worry about it. Honey's going to do it for you. And I'm telling you how it works. I can show you, because here's another thing that's cool about it. Let's just say that you're on, I don't know, you're on Amazon. Let's say I'm looking up a microphone, something for the studio here. Now, that microphone is already inexpensive, but, you know, my cheap ass. I want to go lower. Nah, I'm just being a smart shopper. So you see that the honey button has popped up over the side here. Now, you look here, and maybe I don't have a coupon yet, but what they are telling me, they're like, hey, man, you might want to hold up because you might be paying too much at this point. The price has gone up over the next few days. So if you can't wait... There's no promo code right now, but we will let you know. We will alert you when the price drops for you, if you can wait for that.
Like that.
So, yeah, people. And, you know, there's a lot of advantages to having honey on your side for your online shopping right here. And do I use it? Yes, I have. Actually, I used it to buy a gift already.
Did you?
For somebody. Yeah, bought something for Juicy Herman.
Oh, right on.
Yes. Got him a little early Christmas gift.
Beat the rush.
It's an early Christmas gift. It was a late birthday gift. But so somewhere in the middle.
Right okay. There.
Yeah, so I did use it, people. I used it to buy a gift for Christopher Juicy Herman. And I want you to be able to use it too. So here's what you're going to do. Here's what I'm going to do, actually, to help you. And this is what you're going to do then. Go to joinhoney.com/toasted to get honey for free. And let them know that Double Toasted sent you over there. Again, that's joinhoney, joinhoney.com/toasted. And toasted is TOASTED. Start getting those promo codes and shopping smartly, being a smart shopper online and letting honey go out there and do the work for you and find those promo codes for you, helping you be a better shopper. Again, I want to thank honey for sponsoring this portion of the video. And of course, I want to thank all of your sweet selves out there for supporting us too. All right. Let's see here. We got... let me see. All right. Where was I? Oh, yes. True story. Boy, I am so happy to hear about Martin kind of give me a hint what he thinks about this. Listen, let me tell you. You know, this starts out very dramatic, you know, very dark. And he continues to get darker. But really, people, it's just a very dramatic look at two idiots. They can sit up and play these men. Look, y'all, they can sit up and play all the dark music all they want to. They can sit up here and be all serious with this acting. These two are fucking dumb, man. Stupidly trying to cover up their crimes. And I'm not going to tell you what they did because the trailer didn't show you, so I ain't going to say what they did.
Oh, dang. Mm. I wanted to be specific about the first thing.
Man, I can't.
Because that was what made me go, come on now.
People, all I'm saying is, the more serious they try to make this, and the more they try to cover up this crime, the more I was laughing my ass off, man. They should have had wacky music playing with this. Everything they did from the very beginning, I was like, really? You're not going to check? Really? You're not going to... You gonna fall for this?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. See, because that's the thing. The first thing right off the bat, you're like, this is a con. James Rockford used to do this back in 1976.
Yeah, well, let's not say too much.
I'm not gonna say what it is. It was just that if my main character is too stupid to see through this, it's gonna be hard to follow him.
Look, at the beginning, when something goes down in this hotel room, because it's actually a pretty cool concept. This guy, Kevin Hart, who plays the kid, huge superstar of a comedian. His life is going well until he goes back to his hometown of Philly, and his manager keeps saying, we got to get the fuck out of Philly. Ever since we got to Philly, everything went to shit.
Right.
And when it goes down at first, the kid, Kevin Hart, he had the best idea. Of course, if he goes with this idea, we ain't got no movie. So now we got to create problems. Mm. And the more that the movie tries to create problems, the dumber this gets.
Yeah.
I mean, these dudes are hiding shit in obvious places.
Well, yeah.
I mean, he drove out. I'm like, wow, man, you do all this work. And it seems like, first of all, it's really not cool what you're doing anyway. But you do all this work, and it seems like you're making the right moves. All this hard work to do the dumbest thing at the end.
I know.
Are you fucking serious?
I know. Well, just even, yeah, you're right. It's the creation of drama. I mean, it's how you get a story.
Yes.
But so much of it in the beginning, you know, I mean, look, this is a vehicle for Kevin Hart to do dramatic, not a comedy, but be a dramatic actor. And he's, you know, it's good to see him do it. He's fine at it. And love seeing Wesley Snipes in anything. And man, that brother looks good. He really must be half vampire. But to get this set up, you take a guy who's, yeah, you know, I assume a recovering alcoholic,
yeah,
and gives him the flimsiest of reasons to break that and drink. And that's already this is the kind of thing that wouldn't or shouldn't happen. So it already starts out with something where you're like, all right, I'll go ahead and buy this. But where it goes after that, I was like, you're asking us to buy a lot.
A lot here. And like I say, the more these people try to cover up their crimes, the more they look like the goddamn two black stooges up here, man. You're like, when I saw what Kevin Hart was doing in this, man, from the very beginning, you know, this whole thing started out because the kid, as Kevin Hart is, the kid is stupid, man. How the fuck did you ever get successful?
Well, sure, there's a lot of people who got successful.
But he's
kind of stupid.
He, the whole thing is like he's so his wit is so it's so good. It's so tight. His business. He's an entrepreneur. His business sense is so good, and yet this one thing right here that anybody would say, hell no, I'm not doing this.
Right.
This is how it's going to go down.
Yeah.
He can't do. A fucking kid. No wonder they call him the kid, because he thinks like a goddamn 10-year-old.
Plus, they're like, oh, his success as a stand-up is already monumental. Now he was just in what is basically a Marvel movie. So now he's bigger than ever.
Yeah.
And they use
that. About to be a billionaire.
About to be a billionaire. But they use that for like the reason he's making dumb decisions, because he's like, I can't jeopardize all of this. And it's like, hey, but you kind of did that when you went out drinking, so.
Exactly. Exactly. People, I'm just... let me just say this. I don't want to spoil none, but I got to give one clue. I'll say this as best as I can without spoiling anything. If you have a dead body and you got to dispose of it and you went through all this work to cover your tracks, let me ask you this. Are you going to drive out to a well-lit alley and dump that shit in a wide open trash can?
In a dumpster,
a wide open dumpster,
and not put more trash on top of it.
No, you just dump that shit. It's like, yo, bro, I'm glad that's done. Wow, you don't think that goddamn fucking Teddy the Trash Man gonna show up, or
yeah,
some bum or something?
Somebody's gonna get that and go, whoa, what the hell?
The next day, somebody's finding that shit. The next time they carry out the trash,
yeah.
That somebody's gonna find that. No, these brothers go out there in the middle of an alley, light shining right on that fucking dumpster. Mm-hmm.
Probably a camera somewhere around.
Probably, yeah, they dump that shit like it's the most hidden and tucked away dumpster ever. No, nobody's gonna find that shit.
And they practically celebrate the next day.
And they're just they dump that shit. Apparently, these two stupid motherfuckers, they don't know how dumpsters work.
Right.
They obviously think that once you dump something in a trash can, there's a bottomless hole that it goes into, right, and no one ever finds trash again.
Or a torch that just whoosh and burns it up instantly. Burns it up.
They're the reason why the environment is bad, because they think that just throwing shit away just makes it magically disappear. I was like, are you fucking serious, man? That blew my mind. And then they just walked away like, whoa, shit, that was some good work, bro. Wow.
We were scared there for a minute, huh? Woo-hoo! That was so easy. We should do it again.
That's a problem for me. Because they're trying to play these guys up as so cool and so smart. And they did say that they're amateurs, but they're trying to play them up so smart. But they make them do ridiculously comical things. And unlike the movie Good Time.
You cool?
Yeah.
Let's get to Virginia, man.
Just keep your head now.
Turn around.
He's all right. We didn't
talk. Whoa, whoa. Get back here. Turn
around. You know, these guys are idiots, man, all right?
Yeah, yeah. That movie knows they're idiots, and they present them as such.
Yes.
And I don't think this movie so much presents them as being smart. It tries to put it in, like, okay, what if you were in this situation?
Yes.
They're doing what you would do. And I was like, they are doing exactly what I would not do.
I would never let this get this far.
There is no way I would let it get this far.
I would not do any of this shit. First of all, I would never make the decision that got me into this.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, I would know that people actually take trash out.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go there. And then there's a moment where another thing that kicks this whole thing off. And I was like, wow, man, if you are as rich as you say you are, you had an easy out.
Yeah.
You had a complete, and if you see the end of this,
okay,
it'll make you even angrier.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like, well, damn.
Now
bro,
you say that, I feel like I gotta watch it.
No, watch it. Watch it, man, because it's like, wow, well, why didn't you fucking do that in the first place?
Yeah.
If you got money, as much, this man is talking about, I'm about to be the billion-dollar man.
Right, right.
That was nothing to get him out of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Easy. But I wish, man, there's so much shit to talk about that I wish I could tell you. So many dumbass moves they make here. And I can't, goddamn y'all, man, because I can't talk about it. I will tell you this, though. Because it's funny, because when they actually start to do smart things, when they actually start to think about what they're doing, then that's when they replace dumb and being idiots with just being selfish, heartless people. Mm-hmm. Like the more that they start to get, the more they start to wise up and try to cover their tracks, the more selfish they become and the more unlikable they are, man. The more I couldn't stand them. You know, because Kevin Hart, I'm like, man, if you're gonna do what you're doing right now, you got to be fucking cool.
Yeah.
And he loses his point. He loses his shit. He's losing his temper. He's going off on people in ways that I'm like, man, look, anybody would say, I can't do this.
Sure.
The people who are closest to him, he's punching them and pushing them, mm-hmm, and calling them names.
Yeah.
And just railing on people, man. And what happens is, it's just like, man, you know what? When you want people to get out of a situation, you have to like them. I don't like these guys.
Oh, well, I do think that was kind of the point where it starts out where you are liking him, but it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, but if you knew the real him, when he's under pressure, you see the real him come out. I mean, it's kind of a thing that a lot of celebrities will do, like when they play themselves in something, it'll always be like an asshole version of themselves.
Yeah.
And this is sort of what he's doing here. I mean, even though he's the kid, couldn't even give the person a name.
I don't even think you got to some of the most despicable things they did.
Oh, no, but I probably didn't, but I could see it escalating.
Oh, yeah. And at first it's like, all right, I get it. You're under pressure.
You're under pressure, yeah.
Fans come out and start bothering you, and I understand that. You know, when you're going through what he's going through and you got that one fan who's like, who does not want to listen, when, mm-hmm, you say, hey, look, later, and they're just like, yeah, but if you just, and it's like, hey, look, hey, man, fuck you. I told you already. It's also a good lesson, boy, for me.
Hey, kid, is it okay if we get a picture up from the hospital so we can show the fans how you went from boys and girls to the children's hospital?
Not today. All right? Please, Gene. Yeah. Not today.
Jane. He said not today.
But, kid, it's for the
fans.
What
the fuck did I say? What did I say? Stop. I said not today. Any other day, I'm fine. Today, I choose not to be. Stop being a fucking pain in the ass and listen to me. Not today. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Fuck, man.
Boy had tears come out of his eyes.
Yeah, it's you and Felix.
I said, boy, I looked at this, I said, leave these fans alone. I better stop yelling at these people, man. I have been in that position. That was me and Felix.
Yeah, yeah. Gotta say though, props to Theo Rossi.
He's great.
He really is. I was like,
I like that actor.
Yeah, well, I kept seeing him in stuff. I was like, he's kind of playing the same guy over and over.
It's a different role for him.
Yeah, different role.
He plays his biggest fan. Apparently, he's that fan that the kid knows because he's always around. Mm-hmm. He's at every show. So it's like, all right, you know, I can't really say we're friends, but we do have a connection because I've seen you so many, mm-hmm, times. But shit, that day he went at it. That dude, you see that? Well, he did that sad tear wipe too. Like, he wiped. You know what he did? He wiped with that knuckle.
Yeah, yeah. Like he didn't want to do a full hand and let everybody know, try to keep it cool.
Boy, it's sad when you wipe with that knuckle right there.
Yeah.
Make sure you want to be specific about getting that tear. Yeah, man. You know, he's good, man. He's actually very good in that. You know what? I tell you the biggest problem is that I predicted this from the very beginning, how this was gonna go down. I don't know if I should be proud of myself or if I should say it was just that obvious.
It was obvious.
I predicted everything.
And see, that's why when I watched the first episode, I wasn't going to continue. Because I was like, I see what's going on here. And if they give a revelation at the end of this, that tells me that there's more to come. But the fact that they didn't meant that they were holding that back but you didn't see this. And it's like, yeah, bitch, I did. Oh. I saw it in the first one, and I've just been waiting for you to play that card. Oh, my God.
Yeah, man.
Don't make me sit through all this so you can go, huh? Huh?
At the very end, when things come together, I was like, this is... That's exactly what I said it was. I said, man, check that shit over there. And
yeah,
this person's doing this right here. That ain't real. And then at the end, I was like, well, fuck yeah, yeah. That's what I said the whole time. Mm-hmm. You stupid ass. You stupid motherfucker. That's what I've been telling you.
No, it's good to not see it in the theater because you'd be screaming at the screen the whole time.
And it's a show, y'all. I'm sorry. I keep calling them movies. But no, you were right.
And really, for what this is, it should have been a movie.
No, it really
like yeah. A lot of times we're like, no, it's good in long form. You can really develop the characters. And that's not going on here. A movie would have been fine.
Yeah. No. Somebody said, funny, that's what I predicted with Arcane. No, you didn't. No, you did not. No, you don't. You even compare Arcane to this simple shit right here. No. They tried to set this shit up like it's some goddamn M. Night Shyamalan twist. Just like, man, brother, we see through all this right now.
Right now.
Because you know why? Because if this was me, if I was him, the moment I woke up in that situation, I would have been like, shut the fuck up. Let me see for myself. Mm-hmm. No, I'm calling the police.
No. You need to check. You don't need to go over there.
No. Hey, no. Hell no.
Hell no. I'm checking for myself, and I'm calling the police.
I
don't know what you got planned. I'm not getting dragged into that.
Yeah. Shit, I appreciate the serious turn with acting. Now write a seriously good script next time.
Yeah, that's the thing. I was like, yeah, the acting's good. And you know, and I don't even mind the dialogue, but the story is dumb.
I will tell you this much, man. The performances here, if you're going to watch this for anything, and I can recommend it for this, watch the performances. I've been calling these guys idiots through the whole thing. I'm talking about their characters.
Yeah, not the actors.
Wesley Snipes and Kevin Hart, brilliant together. I think they got chemistry back and forth, whatever you want to call it. And Kevin Hart, man, he wants to go for dramatic acting. I speak for myself when I say this, but I think he's great. Sure. I think he's good, man. You know, he's
convincing.
I say good. No, I just say great. How am I going to downgrade to good right now? Nah, man. I don't know if he's been going to classes or he's been practicing.
Maybe he's a natural.
I personally think that he's just a natural at this. And I can see why he would want to do this because he's that great. I really do think that he's ready to take on dramatic roles. I don't think he should give up comedy, but yeah, man, if he wants to go the Black Robin Williams route with this, then
well, you know what? The only thing that holds me back from saying that, because you're right, he is really good in this. The only thing that holds me back from saying it is that he's playing a character that's basically himself.
Yeah.
So it's hard to know what his real acting range is. But he does this very well.
But he's put in situations
and he feels, you know, he feels natural. You believe in what he's saying. I mean, I think about, you know, somebody like Chris Rock, a comedian who has kind of gotten better but still isn't good.
Nah, he's not fully there.
Yeah. But Kevin Hart right off the bat, he's selling it.
And if you put him with the right person, like man, look, Wesley Snipes has been doing this for decades.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin Hart is right there with him.
Yeah.
And Wesley Snipes is such a good actor that he probably brings that out of people, too.
Maybe so. It's funny to see them. They're two brothers who anytime they aren't around each other, they talk shit about each other to everybody they know.
Oh, yeah, I thought that was real.
Yeah,
man, my loser ass brother asking people money again. Wish that motherfucker was dead. Right. They're very good, man. I like, and there's a lot of other people I like in here, man. That's another thing. They're running from these two. That was another thing in this, man. I ain't intimidated by these two Greek gangsters right now.
Two cartoon gangsters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they ain't big. Mm. One of them old.
Yeah.
And they running from them like they scary. It's like, man, just ain't like, apparently they have no crew that they run with. Just kill these fools, man. Take care of that real quick.
Tell the police on them.
Oh, yeah. Call the police. This is like, it's ridiculous.
Now you got Billy Zane.
But I was going to say that, first of all, let me see here, man. I really like, let me see if I can find this guy. I don't know if he's in the trailer at all. Oh, there he is. I like the manager.
Yeah.
Todd, who's, what's that actor's name here? Paul Adelstein. I really liked him, man. And I bet you that, because he's been working out, I bet you he requested a topless scene.
Oh, why?
Because he got abs, man. Okay, yeah, you know. You can't tell by looking at that, looking at his face, but he's been working out.
Okay,
and I can tell you, he said, "Hey, man, let me get a shirt. Listen, real quick,
it'll be good for my reel."
Yeah, I got to be on the phone anyway. Let me come out the shower. Yeah, man, I can tell you that guy probably asked for that, but he's good. He's actually very good in the role as his manager's
his long suffering manager.
His long suffering manager slash confidant. I really liked his bodyguard. I was wondering where that guy was from, man.
Black Lightning.
Yep. Yeah, I forgot that dude was Black Lightning, and there he is right there.
He was the villain.
He was a villain in Black Lightning. Mm. I forgot that he was in that, and that guy is very good. He hasn't been in a whole lot of stuff. Mm-mm. He also owned a chupacabra in that Mel Gibson Hurricane.
Oh,
movie.
Right.
But he's a movie where this man, he has a chupacabra in a Mel Gibson Hurricane movie. I was like, you know what? The only thing that really makes that make sense is that Mel Gibson is in here, so it makes it crazy. Sure. William Catlett is his name. But who I really thought was the best one in the movie, man. I mean, Wesley Snipes, don't get me wrong. Wesley Snipes is always good. Wesley Snipes is also brilliant in here. But, and you just mentioned him, Billy Zane. Billy Zane comes in here.
Looking like a chubby Ben Affleck.
He does. Just devilish, man. You know, one of those dudes, like those other two gangsters, they weren't shit, man. But him, he just smiles too much and is just too calm.
And too relaxed.
Yeah.
While he's fucking you over.
Telling you what you gonna do, you know, the whole time. So he was very good in this, man. Really, I think, like I said.
Reminded me of his role in Mad Dogs.
Yeah, that's right.
Was it Mad Dogs or Wild Dogs?
Mad Dogs. I really liked him in that. And the whole cast is actually fully rounded and doing a very good job, man. I mean, that is why I would actually recommend this. And I would probably, and Kevin Hart, I'm going to say this about Kevin Hart. You know, we say he doesn't have any range.
I didn't say you didn't.
Well, I mean, okay. I'm not saying you even did. I don't know why I even said that. But the thing is with Kevin Hart is not only playing overly dramatic in this, you know, on edge all the time, yelling at people. There's a really sweet scene with him with a cancer kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He goes to a children's hospital and sits down and talks to a kid. And, man, it was, you know, he was, for everybody talks about, loud little Kevin Hart. He was actually very calm. And very low key, his voice was very, very low and reserved, and he pulled that scene off very well.
You gotta hurry up and get better, man. I'm on tour. You gotta open up for me.
That's not gonna happen.
Wow, Kevin, man, you should have thought that through.
I know, like, exactly.
Come on, man. Like
that kid was having a good time. Yeah. So I said that,
And he was like, "Fuck yeah, why did I say that?" I gotta get some better material.
You ever think about death?
As of late, yeah.
Me too.
Well, you gotta change those thoughts. Gotta make them good thoughts. We do that by focusing on the good. The good that you do for others. See, we do that, that's how you become immortal.
Don't patronize me.
Yeah. Well, good thoughts make the cancer go away. Oh, kid, I'm trying here.
How about you give me some of the millions before I go? Get the fuck out. Yeah, man. You know, this can still be even entertaining on that level of, oh, how are they going to get out of this? Even if you don't like the characters too much, which I enjoy. I tell you what, I enjoyed watching Kevin Hart and everybody act. If I didn't care about their characters, I just enjoyed watching them act. And that says something, because usually when I don't like a character, it's hard for me to get into them. And they really do pull some despicable shit later.
Yeah, yeah, no, good actors can make you like a despicable character.
Yeah, and they do that, man. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to be miserable watching this because I don't want to see these guys doing this kind of just vile stuff. But I really enjoy watching everybody perform. And as I said, man, look, it's cheating almost, but no matter how much you don't like these characters, anytime they put somebody in a situation where it's like, oh, how you gonna get out of this one? You know, you're gonna fall for it at some point.
Yeah.
We've seen movies where villains got into trouble and you hate them and you still root for them to get out of it.
Sure.
So, it, you know, in a smaller way, because they're just dumb, you know, there's a lot of times you're just like, well, you got this coming, man. But it's still, the suspense is still there a little bit in some scenes, in some cases. So, you know, while it's not so clever, you know, because it's the writer writing them out of trouble. It ain't getting out of trouble. It's the writer writing them out of trouble. All right. So it's not that clever. But it's still, based on the performances and low entertainment value, I give it a good rental. I mean, it's going to be, it really does not need to be a miniseries.
It doesn't. It would have been fine as a movie. As a matter of fact, I would give it a rental also because it's so much like thrillers that you see on cable. When you break it down, it just has better acting, you know, better actors with it, and a good style, and it's interesting. I think the most interesting thing about it is just going on this tour that Kevin Hart is on, just to kind of see what his life or, you know, the life of someone like him is like.
Yeah.
The touring, the visiting, the cancer wards, the dealing with fans, having to go on talk shows, especially, you know, with a host who's aggressive towards you. Stuff that's in the tabloid on Instagram that you got to they have to deal with. I found it interesting from that perspective more than anything else.
Yeah.
The suspense is there, but you have to kind of turn your brain down. Because I do have that, how they're going to get out of it, but also the rest of my brain is going like, they shouldn't have been in the first place. And they should have done that thing right there. And this doesn't make any sense. And I'm like, listen, can you shut up just so I can get through this already? So I just see it as a rental.
Yeah.
It could have, it easily could have been more.
Do y'all want to know any spoilers with this? Now that it's done? Because I'm dying to tell you how some of this shit don't make sense. If you want all stupid these dumbasses are,
whenever you ask, they say yes.
I know. I just don't want to ruin it.
No, I don't either.
All right. You know what? I'm not going to ruin it for y'all. No. No, some people are saying no.
Okay.
I'm not
That's good.
There's two people that said no, but I'm going to respect those two people. I think those two people, Kevin Hart and Wesley Snipes.
I will say I'm grateful because that first episode is an hour. And I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to make it.
The rest of it's 30 minutes.
Yeah, the rest of them are 30 minutes. Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, after the show, I'll tell y'all real quick. Nah, y'all watch it, man. Y'all watch it. You know what? Sometimes it's fun to see people just be stupid on you for yourself, too.
make you feel good about yourself.
Yeah. No, man, watch it on your own and just watch that first episode. I tell you, watch the first two episodes.
You got to get through two because the first one, like I said, I got there with that first one. I was like, well, that's about enough of that.
Yeah, watch. Watch the first two episodes of goddamn Black Laurel and Hardy over here. stupid motherfucker. Sit up here just doing dumb shit. You know, yeah.
Yeah, man. To do all that dumb shit and then relax. Go like, whoo, we took care of that, didn't we? I'm like, why would you relax at this point?
Threw a body away like they just clean house or something. Mm-hmm. Like, they actually threw away a bag of paper plates and garbage and shit, some old food. You know, it's like, goddamn, man.
Wrapped up in a towel and a sheet in the shape of a body.
I was about to say, yes. Wrapped up in some shit where you can tell that shit's a body. Got a head and arms and shoulders and shit. You know what it look like? It look like a fucking man that y'all put in a trash can. That's what it looks like. Y'all put that shit in there and talk about, whoa, let's call it a day. Let's go get a drink, bro.
And just constantly acting suspicious. Like, if you got shit going on, you don't want everybody around you going like, what's wrong with you?
You boy, tell you what you do. Watch it on your own and play it with some wacky ass music. Play it with the Three Stooges music and watch it as a comedy.
Yeah.